Session 75, July 29, 1964. Reading from The Early Sessions, Book 2 of the Seth Material. Good evening, Rob. Good evening, Seth. Seth, our reluctant soothsayer did not greet me too enthusiastically this evening. For one thing, Monday's session hit him in the solar plexus, so to speak. And all joking aside, the session did take quite a bit out of him, simply because he was inclined to block the material, though he did not in most instances. His initial attempt at kindness at the gallery the following day took more out of him, although he quickly saw that my diagnosis of the situation there was correct. I would like to suggest that he begin reading again the body of the sessions, not necessarily the Frank Watts material, but the later ones. There is much more, of course, to be said concerning matter and allied subjects. I want to mention that while form is not a characteristic of matter, it is one of the characteristics of consciousness. The form which consciousness takes is usually composed of matter on your plane. The form perceived by your outer senses is always composed of matter, of course. There are also, however, forms or structures that are what you may call psychological forms or structures, even within your field, which you do not perceive with your outer senses, but which are nevertheless frameworks that underlie form as it appears in matter. These psychological forms or structures have a reality and validity, composed of gestalts that exist in perspectives that you do not recognize. I have spoken in the past of depths that have nothing to do with space as you conceive space to be, and I will now add to this the idea of psychological solidities that have nothing to do with space as you conceive it. Rob notes, see Session 59, page 134, in which Seth deals with the quality, depth, value, fulfillment, etc. Each consciousness, besides the material structure of material form, also possesses a psychological structure that exists in a depth and solidity in another perspective which the outer senses do not perceive. Here you will find the entity. Consciousness adopts many forms, in as many various perspectives as it is capable of manifesting itself. Consciousness actually creates these perspectives in which it can then manifest itself in form. Understand here that I speak in terms of psychological form and structure. In other words, individual consciousness operates in many different perspectives, in many various kinds of forms. In some stages, it is unaware of the divisions or various manifestations of itself due to the amount of focusing that is necessary for such form, projection. These psychological structures exist as prerequisites for the material structure of your universe. The inner senses represent such psychological structures. They become physically apparent to some degree in the emotions, which do have definite form, certain mass, depth, and solidity in the realm of psychological perspective, which you do not physically perceive. In their own way, they have what amounts to shape, color, and structure. These prerequisite psychological forms exist before the construction of matter and physical form by an individual. He grapples with and manipulates and juggles these inner psychological shapes before constructing them, his version of them, into physical form. Some of the basic shapes in your physical universe are, therefore, reflections of these inner psychological structures, more or less reproduced in matter. These are, in one sense, certainly tangible to the inner self. It is these inner psychological structure patterns, to a large degree, that determine the shape and form of physical structures. I suggest your first break. Rob notes break at 9:29. Jane was dissociated as usual. She still felt tired at break, she said, but all right. While delivering the material, she resumed in the same manner at 9:35. Seth, I have been meaning to get into these subjects. We will only cover them rather superficially, I'm afraid, now, and go into them more deeply in connection with other subjects. Nevertheless, these psychological structures, again, are forms adopted by consciousness in a perspective not physically perceived. The individual attempts to project these psychological structures into physical reality, where they will then be known, realized, manipulated, and to some extent mastered as matter. To some extent, then, physical structures are symbols of psychological structures, and psychological structures are adopted by consciousness and will be projected in many fields, differing in appearance and outward structure, but always following faithfully the inner psychological structure. I will make an analogy, though not perhaps an excellent one. Take any idea. Imagine portraying the idea in various ways. First, however, imagine that the particular idea itself has the psychological structure of a triangle. Now imagine the idea, not of triangle, but the idea which has the shape of a triangle, being then expressed in architecture, in a philosophical dissertation, in color, in a sculpture, in a poem, in a painting, in music, and also in so-called natural phenomena, such as the shape of a rock, the angle of a shadow, a portion of a crystal, a tree branch. You will see that in the first mentioned examples, the effect would be created by man in line with his abilities. And in the latter examples, the effects would be created in some instances by what is sometimes called dead matter, but what we know as other forms of consciousness, according to their ability. In all cases, however, we would have material structure of one sort or another created by consciousness according to its ability to perceive, manipulate, and construct an inner psychological structure, in this case an idea, into material form. There is no limitation upon the variety of inner psychological structures per se. Nevertheless, for various reasons having to do with the development of individual consciousness, as a rule, only a small portion of the theoretical possible psychological structures can be utilized at any given point. Therefore, you have a certain similarity in the forms in which matter appears. Matter could, therefore, even in your field, appear in many forms which are presently unknown to you. The psychological structure existing in a perspective which you cannot physically perceive must be first put together by individual consciousness before it can then be constructed materially. I have been speaking rather quickly and the material is new, so please take your break. Seth, there is therefore a process of psychological construction where basic psychological structures are manipulated and formed in a perspective which, physically, you do not perceive. This psychological construction takes place in what you call the subconscious. I have earlier explained that no real division exists between consciousness and subconsciousness, both equally being conscious, and both being part of the same consciousness of the whole self. The subconscious merely is aware of and operates within a very valid psychological perspective, with which the so-called conscious self is not familiar. Before physical construction can occur, therefore, psychological perception, manipulation, and construction of inner data or inner structures must be performed. The psychological structures and constructions are the basis for material construction, and therefore this inner manipulation of psychological structures is extremely important. We will take as an example hatred. Hatred does not exist as a basic psychological structure. It is, however, the result of psychological manipulation of fear, and fear is not a basic psychological structure. Survival is a basic psychological structure. Consciousness, survival. Construction of this basic psychological structure of consciousness survival must be interpreted, or projected, or constructed in terms of physical survival within your physical field. Inadequate perception, manipulation, or construction in the psychological structure of consciousness survival leads to the psychological creation of fear and hatred. The individual then constructs fear and hatred into physical construction, giving fear and hatred definite physical form. The error is in the original inability to perceive the correct inner data, the basic underlying psychological structure of consciousness survival. This error may become habitual, coloring all other psychological structures and resulting in unfortunate and dangerous physical constructions. They are extremely destructive errors and have many causes. The physical construction is then perceived by the outer senses as threatening and fearful, and influences through the outer senses the inner individual, so that he begins a vicious circle in an attempt to form further more threatening physical constructions to combat the earlier ones. And the greater the number of such destructive physical constructions, the greater his expectation of further fear. I have hinted at the reasons for such errors. Habitual errors become part of the psychological perspective. Communication between individuals in the psychological perspective is almost exclusively telepathic and is picked up early by the young from their parents. In the beginning, children actually begin their physical construction along lines telepathically received from their parents at the same time that they learn their own manipulation in the psychological perspective. Using the analogy of consciousness survival and its distortion into fear and hatred, I have given you but one example of the ways in which basic psychological structures are misinterpreted with unfortunate results. I am leading up to the part that expectation plays in the construction of your physical environment, but you can see now why it was necessary that I explain the psychological perspective to you beforehand. I will tonight, or in a following session, outline for you the basic psychological structures, as they are extremely important, for they form the basis for your physical constructions, and knowledge of them will let you know what you have to work with. I will outline the basic ones with which you need be concerned, at any rate, since there are many others which do not concern you at this time. Understand that awareness is the criteria, however. There is no law limiting the number of psychological structures available to you, but because of your present development, and because of this alone, you are hampered. Experience, or lack of it, on various fields has not yet been possible. So practically speaking, you have a limited number of basic psychological structures to deal with, and your perception, clear psychological understanding, intuitive comprehension of and manipulation and psychological constructions of their basic structures will determine the validity of your material constructions that will then form your environment. You can see that we have merely begun to scratch the surface here. You may perhaps glimpse what I mean in one way intuitively by considering what is meant when I say that your physical constructions form or become the shape of your environment in terms of what I have said about psychological form, period. The shape of the physical environment, for example, is not static. Though it is made of material, it is not one thing at one place and within one time and not something else. That is, the quality that you call environment and speak of as if it were one thing with one shape and form always is indeed at various times many things in many places with you at the focal point. You, therefore, at any time physically, can change what you call your environment physically merely by changing your location. Environment, therefore, involves not a thing but a perspective that exists in relation to the individual. Such physical environment of itself is not one thing that can be taken with you, but a relationship within a personal perspective. Where, then, does the feeling of consistency of environment originate? A man, for example, at various stages of his life may always be surrounded by books or fishing tackle or a city or a countryside. They will not always be the same books or tackle or city or countryside, but an individual's environment will nevertheless be seen to have a consistency of elements, a pattern of appearances that can be called characteristic of him. This sense of continuity in individual environment is a result of the individual's characteristic way of constructing basic psychological structures into physical structures. The basic psychological structures available have definite solidity, depth, mass, etc. in the psychological perspective, and they may be formed into numerous gestalt patterns, which are then constructed physically. The variations of construction are endless. There is nothing to force an individual, for example, to form psychological gestalts of hate and fear from the basic structure of consciousness survival. To do so represents an inability to perceive clearly the nature of the basic structure, and such an inability often carries over into habit, so that other basic structures are also misinterpreted. A setting right in one small area of psychological perspective can, therefore, result in a beneficial turnabout in the manipulation of other basic structures, even though they seem unrelated. After one small note, I would end the session happily, since the session has been an excellent one. Your friend has made two friends, one older and one approximately his own age, both male. He is, of course, or has been, near water. He has been at a bar with a large keg in it. There are two houses nearby and a front room across from a bench. There is a boat and dock. I also believe he was in a group with four men. Maybe something to do with a string of shells also. Good night, most fondly. Rob, good night, Seth. End at 11:03. It will be recalled that in the 68th session, page 222, in relation to Bill's projected trip, Seth had stated that he saw Bill meeting an older man with prickly hair, and he saw a rowboat with a symbol on it. An older man and a boat both are mentioned above. And when Bill returns from Provincetown, Cape Cod, which is indeed on the ocean, it will be interesting to compare Seth's material with what Bill actually saw and or did.